Our scripture reading for this morning and for the special rite of baptism is taken from St. Paul's letter to the pastor Titus, chapter 3, beginning with verse 4. When the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Here ends our reading. You may be seated. Almost exactly 28 years ago, there was a little 18-month-old girl down in Midland, Texas, who fell into a well. Her name was Jessica McClure. Anybody probably about 35 and older remembers Jessica McClure's story. You college students maybe have never heard of her. Jessica McClure, this little 18-month-old girl, fell down into an old water shaft, into a well, and it was hard rock, and her legs were split as she was down hanging into that shaft. It's quite a picture of our helpless, hopeless condition spiritually before God. Because of our sins, we are trapped and would have nothing but eternal death in front of us. And there was a massive, massive rescue effort that was put into place to rescue that little girl, little Jessica. And it took close to two, maybe almost 2.5 days to finally free her from that shaft and from that well. There was nothing she, of course, could do to help at all. And that's really a picture of us as well. The text in front of us today describing our spiritual condition in front of God says, not because of any righteous things we had done. A lot of times people think that what's going to make them right with God so he'll take them to heaven is how good they are and how wonderfully they've lived their lives. God says that'll never happen to a single one of us. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's not a single person in this sanctuary, certainly not the one talking to you today, who has lived their life well enough that God would reward them with coming to heaven. That will never happen. And so that little girl trapped in that well is a marvelous picture of what our sinful condition is like before God. But God has also, just like they did for Jessica, God has also put in place this massive rescue effort by sending his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, into the world. And through the life and death of his Son, and then by his powerful resurrection from the dead, God has now rescued us. He has saved us. And that's exactly what our text is talking about. He says, according to his mercy, God saved us. And then he speaks about baptism. Through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. What's going to happen here in a few minutes looks so insignificant to our eyes. It seems meaningless to the world. A little bit of water and some words. How silly does this seem to the world? And maybe even to our own reasoning. But listen to how God defines baptism. Look at the power that he puts into it. He says, he has rescued us and saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. The thing that finally saved that little Jessica was water. They actually had just come up with a way to high pressurize water to such an extent that it could cut through that condemning rock and free her and cause a tunnel to be built to rescue her and pull her out. What a picture for us of the power that God has placed into the waters of baptism that seems so insignificant to the world. And yet by his grace, God takes what Christ has done and sticks it into that water by his word. And through that powerful means of his grace, God now rescues us and gives us faith in Christ so that we can go to heaven. The washing of regeneration it's talked about. That little girl, Jessica, is now close to 30 years old. She has her own family, kids, and so on. When she turned 25, she suddenly received a trust fund that had been started in her place when she was 18 months old that she could suddenly receive now at age 25. She had nothing to do with establishing it, never contributed a dime to it, But suddenly, at age 25, she received this gift, this trust, of almost $1 million. Isn't that also a beautiful picture for us of our baptism? In this rescue that God has done for us, we had nothing to do with it. We had nothing to contribute, but purely by His doing and by His grace, He now has saved us, given us faith in our Savior, and He gives us the promise of life everlasting in heaven, worth far more than $1 million. So today, as we observe this wonderful baptism of Hala, we invite all of you to reconsider the same wonderful sacrament that took place in your life as well. Amen.